What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
You see him in the background there, front of the show. Brian Baroni here, SIUE Cougars, going to the Big Dance, the March Madness ticket punch in the background. Brian, good to talk to you again. How you doing, brother?
Let's go. I'm doing great. Come on, I'm doing great. I'm always doing great when I'm talking to you, but there's a little extra pop today, right?
100%, man. It's talking off the air, man, how we've been doing the interview since 2019, man, and yep. To see you come through all these tough games you've had over the years, man, to finally get the job done in Evansville, man, has to make you feel really great for your program, your staff, and your managers, everybody involved, man, to see this process who believed in you all these years, man.
Yeah, no, it's great. I got a lot of people around me that work really, really hard, so it's really good to see all their joy as well.
No doubt, man. And Brian, for you, my ask is, brother, talk about the sacrifices of everybody within your program, from the managers, the support staff, strength coaches, your assistant coaches, administration, who really poured into your team and everybody gives up a little bit of themselves to actually, you know, make this thing to be what it is today. The business is with its bigger goal of getting to the Big Dance and putting SIUE on the map even more than it already is on the map.
Yeah, I mean, I think you start with, you know, from a manager, you know, I call them my executives because I think that they're that good. They're that good of people and workers. And, you know, they put things in place where you don't have to think about the basketball, right? Anything other than the basketball. So, like, I mean, the lights are on, the uniforms are ready to roll, the practice gear is ready to roll, the food's where it needs to be, you know, just, you know, the travel, all that kind of stuff. Like, so now we can just, you know, get go to film. We can get to practice. You have the administration that, you know, Andrew Gavin has completely bought into enhancing our athletic department as a whole. And you don't hear a whole lot of no from him. You know, you get a lot of how can I support you, you know, from the chancellor, Dr. Miner. He's been very supportive of athletics. And then you go to the assistant coaches. They just the sacrifices they give on a daily basis. through scouting, making sure academics are on point, make sure the guys are getting individual development, where they need to be. It's just a selfless job. And you got, the strength coach, he's always kind of adjusting to what we have to do, right? Practice might go a little longer. The trainer, you got to be the first one there, the last one to leave. Like, there's always an adjustment to allow me, ultimately me, to decide what I think is best for the program on that particular day. So there's a lot of people in place that allow me to just be the best version of myself. All of that being said, none of it happens without our family, without my wife taking my kids to volleyball, to dance, to piano, to singing, to picking up my kids. Like, and same with the rest of my staff. Like, there are so many things behind the scenes that allow us to go out there and just play a basketball game. So I could talk about that all day. I won't, but that's a very important part of our program.
But it's very important, you said, having the support of your wife, a support system. It's so important because, like you said, even with me doing radio, having that support system, being on the road as much as I am, as much road as you are, away from home, you have people who really believe in your vision and your dream and really support you and understand what you're dealing with. And it's so important to have people like that around you who support you, not energy vampires, but actually give point energy into you so you can keep doing what you're doing and we'll do what we love, the right way.
Yeah, they give you energy. That's the best way to say it. And you can see their energy kind of depleting, right? Like, you can almost see it sometimes, but you got to make sure you take care of home, obviously. But, especially in this run, just the amount of sacrifice that everyone gives us to, and now you see them crying in the crowd. That was the first thing. I'm looking at my wife, I'm pointing to her with about 30 seconds, and we're going dancing. And I want to, you say congratulations to the other team, and I want it to go right to her, because I know what she did to put me in a position to just try to not screw this thing up.
And you know what was good about you? You got the double bye. You played Tennessee State there, and a tough game there, man. You was up. They came back, went down to the wire. But for you, in that defensive stand, 25 seconds, they don't get a shot off. You have to love that your defense stood up when they counted them 25 seconds. And they can get a shot up to either tie it or take the lead on you.
Yeah, I mean, Penny does a great job. Like, we always have battles with him. What did they win? Like 10 out of 12, 14, 15 down the stretch, 11 out of something. So, you knew that it was going to be a battle. And I thought that we extended it at one point. They fought back. I think they even tied it. And then, we obviously had that 2-point lead going into the last 23 seconds. And they run some action that we had great rotations. Really didn't give an opportunity to kind of take an early shot. And then it became, all right, let's figure out how we get this last stop. And we it was five guys on the court sacrificing for the guy next to him to get that stop. And it was huge, because then you don't get that opportunity the next day if you don't get that stop.
No doubt, man. And you know what? I know you had a stretch run there, man, some tough games, but your guys stayed together, stayed connected. They didn't get down, stayed true to the process. Been everyday guys we talk about. So talk about that during the stretch, man, just knowing that, hey, getting that 2-seed was so important, get that double bye. So you beat Penny, you get that 2-seed, you got to play one more game against SEMO, and then, that's the game where you withstand a run. They come back at you. You go on 19-2 run of your own to close it out. So talk about that resolve of your team, man, just drop this stretch run OVC and how tough it really was to beat Penny and Brad to get to the dance, how tough that really is.
Well, I mean, down the stretch, we had Tennessee State, Little Rock, SEMO, Tennessee Martin. I know I'm free. Southern Indiana. At Southern Indiana is always tough. Like, our end of the year schedule was tough. Like, everyone's was. We had some home games. We lost to SEMO previously. And then, we got a little help by Eastern Illinois beating Little Rock. And then it was for that 2-seed. So we ended up, beating Little Rock at our place. And then obviously the Tennessee State game we get, and you go into playing Brad, who's an unbelievable coach and a really good person. And his team had a heck of a year. And they had gotten us twice pretty handily. On a one-day prep, we had to go up there. And our mantra, our thought process was, like, they have to at least see the best version of us. If they're going to beat us, they got to beat the best version of us, because they have not seen the best version of us yet. A lot of it had to do with what they were doing. But we went out there. They got on a good run to start the game. We extended it to 11 right away. The second half, it was just like the first half. They get on a big run, they tie it. And then you could just tell our guys were like, not today. It just was one of those days where they were not going to let SIUE's fans and families and myself down with a loss. It was fun to play coach because you could feel that resolve.
No doubt, man. And watching it on TV, I could see as well, man. Like, I feel like, it was your time to shine because I could see in your guys' eyes, man, that the competitive juices were flowing, the way it was locked in, the attention to detail, the timeout huddles. I could just tell, like you said, not today. It ain't gonna happen
Yeah,
today.
not just maybe tomorrow, not today.
Yeah, you 100%. And Rayshawn Taylor, we talked about him all the time, Brian, man. Player of the year, Trim MVP. Just talking about what he did these two games, man. Just how he once again showed up and showed out who he really is, and how he represents your program and the Cougars the right way, brother.
He represents us. I mean, you start with him as a person. He's a phenomenal person. He's resilient. He's loyal. He's caring. He wants to be part of the community. He wants to be part of just it. That's the best way to say it. He just like if there's something to do, he just wants to be part of it because he's going to bring whatever he's doing. He's going to raise the level. From a basketball standpoint, I thought his leadership really took off this year. Defensively, he was the best he's ever been. But just his day-to-day, like there was times, might have been the Little Rock game. I think he had 11 points, but it was one of his best games that I feel like he's ever played. He was getting the ball where it needed to be. He had some stops like he needed to do to clinch that two seed. He just really is a resilient person, better person than a player, and he's a really, really good player. And I'm glad the league recognized him. I respect the coaches and the media for saying that we voted for him, obviously, player of the year. And he did what a player of the year needed to do. He led our team to the NCAA tournament. It was pretty special.
And you also had Ring coming in, Miles, and all tournament team as well. So we'll just highlight those two young men as well, what they've meant to your program as well, Brian.
Well, it's great because those two guys they won a national championship last year, junior college. So they know what a championship run means. They know how to do it. They were resilient in terms of trying to figure out throughout the year how to get the adjustment to speed. We had a lot of injuries. So Ring could play a lot of different positions. He was kind of slotted into a bigger position this year for a decent amount of time because we had some of our bigs hurt. And then Miles was able to now slot down a little bit when our bigs got healthy. And he's obviously still a big guy. So they just have a DNA in how to win. I mean, they're built for it. And I thought like Brian, a guy like Brian Taylor. I mean, he was solid last year, probably should have had more opportunity when I look back on it from my perspective. But he took it and ran with it. He didn't do what happens a lot. He started with himself last summer. I'm going to do this. I'm going to control this. And trusted that, what our conversations, if you do this, you're going to get this opportunity. And by the end of the year, he was somebody that, I mean, he was talking to me about, thought, what's going on in the program? What's going on the court? How the guy's feeling? Should we go a little longer today? Should we go a little less today? He was a guy that I was trusting from like that regard. So you could see it evolving throughout the last month and a half that this was a serious possibility.
No doubt, Brian. Like so we talked about this over the years with our chats, man. Seemed like to me from afar, you developed into a player-led team this year. Like, and those are the most successful teams. If these guys really took ownership of this thing, hey, we're gonna do this, and we're gonna coach us here to the leading guys. But it's really gonna be a player-led team throughout the year, man.
That was my speech at the end. Like we talked about the very beginning of the year, like the very first conversation we had as a team, I was talking about you have to play for one another. Don't just be for your teammate. Don't be like, yeah, cool, good shot. I'm happy for him. No, play for him. Make the screen that he can make the shot. Get the loose ball. Like do the thing that your teammate can get the stat, but you're playing for him. And then when you do that, you will trust one another. So we talked about trust and playing for one another. And that was my last speech. My last speech going out to win the championship. I told them, play for one another, and I trust this team. And it's their team. And it's hard to give trust sometimes. It's just, especially as a coach, right? job's on the line. You know, every you think you can control everything, but man, it's really good to go out there and be like, and I said it, like, I trust this team, and I meant it. And like when they, you know, Simo went on those runs, there was just something in that particular day where it was like, I trust these guys, and we're gonna roll the what, you know, with what they, with how they play.
No doubt, man. And for you, man, I saw you was nominated for Skip Prosser, man, a year finalist. I know that's a big honor for you, man. Skip Prosser was a hell of a coach and a hell of a man. So talk about that recognition for you, man. Just be a finalist on that list.
Well, I mean, obviously, when you're successful as a program with wins and losses, you have the opportunity to be looked upon and, you know, for different types of awards and stuff like that. So, you know, I know it's cliche to say, but like, I have a really good staff. I have a really good team, and I have good people around me too. Like, some teams win, but there's a lot behind the scenes that you're just, you know, it's a little bit more difficult to win with some of the things that you have to get them to the court. I've been fortunate to be around a lot of good people that allow me as the head coach to be the face of, you know, an opportunity for an award like that and a nomination. And I mean, there's a bunch of better coaches out there for sure. Probably way better people on there too, but I'm at least on that list. And it means a lot that, and I respect the people, and I really respect Coach Prosser. I played against him when I was at Marquette, and he was a coach at Xavier. So I know of his successes very well.
No doubt. And you know, let me ask you a quick question, Brian, about Marquette, while you brought it up. Did you play at the Bradley Center, or did y'all play on campus?
Yeah, Bradley Center. No, we were at the Bradley Center. The old Bradley Center right there. Yeah. We weren't at the Mecca. The Mecca one game a year. We would play at the Mecca one game a year. Yeah. The old Mecca.
Did they keep the Bucks court down for you all too?
Yeah. No. When I was there at Marquette, when I got there, the year I got there, we had our own court every game. I mean, maybe one or two times, but we had our own court. But previously, they had kept the Bucks. But like at the Mecca, it was the old Mecca court. It had like the M on it. It was like yellow, blue, and red. It was just like, and that was the old Bucks court. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
No doubt, man. Yeah, I was just curious to ask you about it, because I know sometimes days where they, especially when they had, remember when they had to draw all the different lines on the court too?
And yeah, you didn't know like where the lane was, where the three was. Yeah. We're going out there. I'm trying to figure out why I'm like not even hitting the back of the rim, you know, on some of my threes because we practiced there a lot and it was on their court. So like whenever we could practice, we'd go down there and practice because you don't always get it. So like, but sometimes they're like, yeah, we're not moving the court just for your practice. So we all acted like we were like when I was there, it was Ray Allen, Glenn Robinson, Sam Cassell. I mean, they were good. I mean, that was when they were, I mean, they're good now, but that was before they were bad again and now good again.
You know, I'm kind of biased. I love those, the old purple and green walk uniforms. Yeah. I love the Lions uniforms. I love those the best. These are all right, but I like something about those Ray Allen, Glenn Robinson jerseys. I really like them the best, man.
That's when they had Skip to My Lou was on there during that time. Was it Tim Thomas was there? I mean, they were good. But, yeah, those were the uniforms they wore then.
No doubt. And, man, for you, Brian, like for you, man, three win seasons in a row, hard doing college basketball with this portal era. And just talk about that as well, about three years in a row winning seasons of year six there. You can never take that away from you.
No, you can't. I mean, you know, like, you know, I'm proud that the in the Division I era for 18, 17 years, no one had ever won. Like there had been, I'm not proud of that, but I'm saying that no one had ever won for all those years, more than 11 games. And we got to, I don't know, 11 or 12, 4 years ago. I can't remember what it was. And you get to 19, you go back down to 17, which was still a winning season. And then you're up to 22. It's hard because you can lose all league players, which we did. You can, you know, guys just get hurt. Guys get better. You know, guys, you have to, you know, you got to go like this, right? If you're developing young guys, they're going to eventually get better. But sometimes when they're young, they're not as good. So to have three in a row, winning seasons is, at our level in particular, at a place that, hasn't ever won before. It's something that I'm proud about. Because I think an established culture has helped that. I think at the end of the day, you know, we still have a certain amount of foundation, you know, kind of in our DNA that allows us to, you know, continue to capitalize on our successes.
That's one for you, Brian. How about y'all's watch party coming up on Sunday? As you wait to where you play on CBS on Sunday evening. So, what are you doing for the Coug fans, your administration, and you all?
It's gonna be great. I mean, we one of our mantras this year was hard hats. So we got like 500 or 600 free hard hats getting given out to the first fans. We're pulling out the bleachers. We got the big screens. We're gonna do CBS is coming on a live feed. We're going to practice in the morning and we're going to party. I mean, we're going to celebrate. This is our success, like our community. This is a we thing. I want our fans to experience the history, right? Like, where were you when you knew when SIUE played wherever in the NCAA tournament? And I was right there with Rayshon Taylor. I was right there with Brian Taylor, Desmond Polk. That's where I was. So, come one, come all. Let's go. Let's have a good time.
Well, Brian, I'll tell you, as a friend of yours, man, I'm glad for you. I'm happy for you. I was happy like heck that you won that game the other night, man. So you can get experience because you put in a lot of hard work over the years, man. I'm proud of you, man. I hope like heck you get a win out there in that tournament, man. We'll talk about it again real soon.
Come on, let's roll. Yeah, and when we win, all right, yeah, you get me back. You got my number.
I sure will, buddy.
I had 550 texts. Like it was like overwhelming. I'm like, man, like I hope there's like important, like not an important text in there, but I see your number. I got you right away.
I appreciate it, brother. You know, I had to make sure I get you on the celebrity with you, man, because I know what we've been doing since you got hired, man.
You've been there from day one. You're day one dude. Day one dude right there.
Yes, sir. Brian, man, good to talk as always, my brother. Have a great time, and I'll be cheering for you, you know, as always.
Awesome. Appreciate you.
Anytime, brother.
I'll see you.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.